Guys, we're back fighting the good fight. Happy Thursday. It's September 13th, 2007. Almost halfway through the month. Unbelievable. Guys, tomorrow's the big day. The big stand down in the midst of an orange alert. Supposedly, we're at high state of alert. A terrorist attack of monumental proportions, mass casualties. And as the neocons have been saying, it's going to be a spectacular event. Oh, I love their adjectives. And yet, in the midst of this major crisis, this imminent attack, ready to strike at any given moment, tomorrow they're going to have a stand down. And conveniently, we just happen to have lost a nuclear weapon. Accidentally, you know, it's not incompetence. Oh, no, they're highly competent. They're right there protecting you and keeping you safe. And in order to do that, they have to take all your rights away. Wide open borders, but nevertheless, you're safe. Don't worry about it. But yet, we're going to be attacked in the midst of all this. And you know, it just so happens that we're having a stand down, too. But in spite of all that, you don't have to worry. You're going to be kept safe. And somebody pinch me, man. Tell me this is just a bad nightmare. This is unbelievable. A stand down. Hey, guess what, Al-Qaeda? Even though you don't exist. Shh. Guess what, Al-Qaeda? We're going to have a stand down. That's right. All our military, NORAD, everybody across the board is going to be in sleep mode tomorrow. So if you're planning an attack, that's the time to do it, okay? Oh, you got to be kidding me. Let me guess now. I'm a prophet, and I'm looking into my crystal ball, and I am predicting that there's going to be a nuclear bomb set off somewhere in the United States tomorrow, and they're going to blame Iran for it. I can't wait. Oh, guys, hey, get your investments in Halliburton today. I'm foreseeing in my crystal ball great potential for big profits if you invest in Halliburton. This is disgusting. You got to be brain dead to not see what's going on here at this point, guys. It's so flippin' obvious. I might as well come out and tell you, hey, guess what, guys? We're going to stage another fake government-sponsored terrorist attack tomorrow in the midst of this orange alert we're having and this stand-down order we're giving. And, we're faking it all. And there's nothing you can do about it. You got to be kidding me. Anyway, got an interesting guest lined up today, or maybe not, I don't know. I booked him last week, and it was another no-show. But assuming everything goes well after the break, we're going to have Robert Arthur. He's a Canadian land rights expert. He says that according to international law, no government has the authority at any time to come in and take your land carte blanche like they're doing. Of course, now with the Bush's latest eminent domain scam, corporations can take your land away. Walmart drives by and happens to like your property. Well, wants to build a nice little department store there. They can do so, according to Bush's latest phony fiasco land rights bill. Already passed that last year. Anyway, but according to Robert Arthur, no government, not just according, you know, to our Constitution here, but according to international law, no government has the authority to take any of its citizens' land away. So he'll be here talking about that. But as always, before we bring him up, before we go to our first break, I want to go over some quick announcements, guys. Once again, anybody wants to read my books, 9/11, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, or The New World Disorder, or any of the others I have posted, you can go to lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. Just type in my name. Giuliani. G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. All right, guys. A short break. We'll have our guest up when we get back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
We do have our guest on the line, Robert Arthur, up in Canada. Before I bring him up, I just want to go over a couple quick announcements here. We do have a new website, guys, for Republic Trading Group. It's republictradinggroup.net. And the number for the Republic Trading is 800-691-7898. Again, 800-691-7898. Aaron Russo DVD, guys, still available at RBN, $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Christmas season's coming up. Excellent gift to give to wake people up to what's going on in this country and, in fact, around the world. This emerging new world disorder. The number to get that is 800-724-2719, or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, order through PayPal. Or you can send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. All right, with no further ado, let me introduce our guest, Robert Arthur. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Hi, Charles. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you on. Glad we finally connected there. We had a confusion, I guess, over the time last, was it last week? I think you were booked, right?
Well, we didn't have a confusion. I had a confusion, but that's kind of you to say, to use the we.
Okay. Oh, no problem. It happens. Happens quite a bit, actually. But anyway, yeah, your specialty is land rights, and I guess you got the same thing going on up there in Canada, eh?
Well, I don't know that I would claim my specialty as land rights per se, but I have been studying the law quite extensively, and some of what I've been uncovering is being used for land rights. And specifically, I'm in southwestern Ontario here, or Ontario anyways, for the purpose of trying to help some farmers stop the government from coming in and taking land for a, what is essentially going to be a private highway.
The emerging North American NAFTA highway, huh?
No, I don't think it's that one. It's an extension of a toll highway, but they claim it'll be a toll highway, but it'll be owned by the people of Ontario. But they did that with the last portion and then sold it to an Italian conglomerate, so now nobody's gaining any benefit at all. And up here, we're a little bit peeved about that kind of thing. We prefer benefits like that to go to the population. Company.
I hear you. You know what? You're on a cordless, huh? It keeps like...
Yeah, that I can switch that 1 second.
Yeah, that would be good. It's kind of staticky.
Hello?
Yeah. I think
is that better?
Take care of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
And we've had actually, if you'd like a little bit of background, what if essentially what I found up here is the power that a claim of right has. And it seems to be effective or at least found in just about every common law jurisdiction. And the power of it is, as an example, there was a young kid down in New Zealand. And in New Zealand, apparently they were going through, corporations would come in, look at some land, want the land, offer enough money on it that the tax rate would shoot through the roof, but not enough that the people would want to accept it. You know, a lot of this was Maori land and traditional land, and they would say no, but then they couldn't afford the property taxes. So they would get kicked off, and the corporation would then come in and in cahoots with the municipalities buy the land far cheaper. So this one kid, he ended up going on what is essentially crown land up here, or common land. And he built a small house, and the developers and the municipality didn't like that. They took him to court. Court ordered him to tear down his house or he would go to jail. He didn't know what to do, spoke to a friend of mine down there, and crafted and served what is called a claim of right. And he went back in 30 days later. He hadn't torn down his house, and the judge asked him why, and he ended up showing him the claim of right that he had served. He pointed out that in the criminal code of New Zealand, or what they call the Crimes Act 1961, that property held under a claim of right can be defended using whatever level of force is necessary, even against persons legally entitled to that property. Then he pointed out that the definition of theft was the removal of property without a claim of right, pointed out that the judge didn't have one, and if he tried removing his property, he'd be committing fraud and theft and all sorts of stuff. And the judge immediately overturned his own order. And a bunch of Maoris down there have been protecting their property this way. And on October 18th, I believe, they are doing it en masse. Their entire nation is going to be serving a notice of understanding and intent and a claim of right. So there's huge things happening, and it's a matter, I found, of looking for remedy instead of reasons to keep fighting or pointing fingers.
So this law is actually something that's international, this is across the board?
Well, what I found, it developed because in the Criminal Code of Canada, if you look at Section 38 and 39, it looks at holding property under a claim of right and holding property not under a claim of right. If you have a claim of right, you can use whatever level of force is necessary, even against persons who have a legal right to it. If you don't, you can't. So under that, you can see that a claim of right is a lawful excuse for engaging in an action that otherwise would be an unlawful action. Then you look to Section 126 and 127 of the Criminal Code, and it will tell you that you do have the right to disobey any court or any government statute if you have a lawful excuse. And when you read that section, it's quite funny the way they put it in there. If they were reading it in the town center kind of thing, screaming it out loud, they'd be going, anyone who, without lawful excuse, and then they talk about the punishments that could come to you. They don't want you to know what is and is not a lawful excuse. And a lawful excuse, if you look in the New Zealand Crimes Act, and you find the exact same section. It's worded slightly differently. And what they change is they change the without lawful excuse to without claim of right.
And, you know, now what's going on, I don't know how it is up in Canada, but now local townships all over the U.S., you know, if you're a senior citizen and you don't have your house willed officially, if you don't, and, you know, a lot of seniors, they can't even afford to go through the legal proceedings to do this.
Oh, yeah, and there's a big problem.
They'll take your house.
Oh, it's even worse. They're not even waiting till you die up in Alberta. They've got this thing where people come in and will declare a senior citizen as incompetent. And once you're so declared, then this people have the right to your property and to administer it for you. But they will pick you up and lock you in an old folks home. And if you try to leave, they treat you like a prisoner. And it's amazingly sickening up here. But, you know,
and, of course, even if you do have the house willed, if you become that way here, you know, incompetent, yeah, they pretty much do the same thing. Well, they won't come in and force you, but they pressure you. And then once you're in there, you can't bequeath your home because they'll drain your assets.
Or they'll claim that your will was you weren't competent at the time. But, again,
yeah, if you put in a nursing home, yeah, they'll go ahead.
Again, there's always remedy, and to look at what they're doing and then just get angry about it without looking for the remedy, I think doesn't really help anyone.
Right.
And I think at least what I have found in law here and a lot of my studies was a result of looking at what was in the United States and then looking for similarities here. So a lot of people look at the stuff that I try to teach and they say, well, is it applicable here? And yet it's down there where I first learned about most of the stuff, including the claim of right and the notice of understanding and intent.
Wow. So do you have anything for this would apply, I guess, to seniors too, right, that have this problem, you know, that they get their home taken away? And
oh, yeah, absolutely. And I don't
this
see
is
why
theft.
It wouldn't. And I know that other people are using it up here for, well, just about everything. They're using it to discharge student loans. They're using it to deal with demands made by the courts or by the CRA, the revenue agency up here. And there's always been remedy, but one of their tricks is to get us to fight them. They entice us to fight them, and they make us think that that's the way that we are going to succeed. And I look at it kind of like playing football. If your goal is to get the ball across the goal line, why spend all your time and energy trying to fight the people between you and that goal line? Ideally, you want to deke them and avoid them completely.
Right, right, right. So here you go, folks. You can beat them. You can beat them at their own game. Do you have any – you obviously must have a website, right, where you have this information, or do you offer materials for people
yeah,
that want
yeah.
to get
– I've got a website, and we do have packages available, but I've also made all of the stuff that you can get in the package available free online. Because I can tear down all of the fences that surround myself, but if I'm surrounded by people who have erected their own fences, how free am I?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's thinkfree.ca, and we have a forum up there as well, and there's a lot of people achieving a great deal of good up here anyways. And what we have found is that when you go through the process properly, the people that normally you might fear, like the peace officers, they're not your enemy. You don't treat them as your enemy. And if you can just show them the path, because these people, they wouldn't accept an order to go beat up a toddler. They wouldn't accept that order because they know it's unlawful. If you establish certain, if you serve a notice of your understanding and intent and a claim of right, and you do it through a notary public, you can create a situation where any order from a court against you would be unlawful, and they would have a duty to know this. So it's about us trying to educate them and doing it without the fear and without the anger and without pointing fingers at them. When you treat peace officers like that up here anyway, some of them, I'm sure there's bad apples everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Respond quite positively.
Well, you know, attitude has everything to do with it. And, folks, again, yeah, we'll be right back talking more about this in detail, but you learn to assert your rights, and there's so much that they can't get away with if you know what your rights are. That's what's key here. All right, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined by Robert Arthur. You know, I was just looking on your website here. Are you there, Rob?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just looking on your website, and I noticed you've got quite a few things here on tickets, you know, speeding tickets, quote, speeding violations. This is something that a lot of people aren't aware of. And again, I don't know the laws up in Canada, but I'm assuming from what you got here that it's pretty much the same thing. They don't have the right to give you speeding tickets. There's no law.
You know what? One of the things that I figured out, I mean, look at the – can anyone cut your hair, Charles, without your consent? If I came at you with scissors and tried to cut your one hair on your head without your consent, would that be assault?
Yeah,
if
sure.
No one can cut your hair. We can't paint your house. How can anyone do anything without your consent? And they use words, and these words they use actually mean something, and we are conditioned to not really look at the true meanings. They will say, I'm giving you a ticket. What if you're not accepting gifts? What if you didn't bring anything for them? And if they then say, oh, well, I'm giving it to you anyways, it's not a gift, it's an imposition. But if they can go to court and say, yes, I gave him a ticket, and at no point do you dispute the fact that it was a gift, then they've got you right there pretty much. And I've gotten out of, you know, cops giving me tickets merely by saying I'm not accepting any gifts. And they were a little bit stymied, and they realized that it does require consent. And what I appear...
It's like the income tax in this country requires consent. It's voluntary.
government requires consent. If you look at it, you've got a House of Representatives. Look at the law. No one can be your representative without your consent. They've got evidence of your consent by the way of your signature on documents with the word submission, application, and registration. And that's how they prove their consent. But using a notice of understanding and intent, with a notice of understanding, what you're doing is you're establishing a common ground that you can then later point to in court if necessary. You express your intent to give them an opportunity to dispute it if they don't like it. And if they don't, it's accepted as lawful by both parties. Then you operate on a claim of right, and I'm pretty sure if you were to look into your own, I haven't looked into the code down there, but I would be willing to bet that you will find it in there. Do a search for a claim of right, and these people operate upon your consent or your appearance of consent, and then if you go and you try to revoke that consent, but you don't do it properly, it would be seen
then
as not happening.
You.
Yeah,
right.
And
yeah,
you just sound
there's
like
a lot of people that claim to help you out of the tax system that way, and then you wind up getting yourself in a big trap because you don't do it the right way. You got to know what you're doing. It's all a word game, and it's most of it, it's just legal fiction that they get you to consent to things that they actually have no right to you know.
What
for example, here in the States, the federal government has no power over education at all. Not only is it not granted to them in the Constitution, it's denied them. The Constitution is very specific about the powers the federal government has, and it says any powers not delegated here to the federal government are handed over to the states and the people. That includes education, and yet they have been dictating for decades now everything about education. They have no authority to do this.
Yeah. And even that, I mean, if you point to the Constitution, that is what you are pointing to then as your notice of understanding. But in this game of law, you have every right in the world to craft a notice of understanding of your own and place it on top of that Constitution. And before they can point to it, it's like a card game. They have to deal with this one you just put down. And if not, this one starts legally and lawfully. It will have just as much force. According to you, it becomes your law, your Constitution.
And, right, because they do that. They'll twist it around and say, no, it means this. And
yeah, and if you craft it yourself, then you're the author of the writ. You have the authority. You get to define the words that you've used. And what I found down in the States was people who would try to sue each other, they go to court, and the judges would ask to see the notices and see the claims. So I was, you know, curious as to what notices and claims. And then sure enough, people used to actually talk to each other and treat each other civilly before they ran to court with a bunch of lawyers in tow. And they would serve a notice of their understanding, a notice of their intent, and then claim the right after these had gone through the process where the receiving party didn't dispute or deny. And that was the case. The judge had to see it as this was the law. And this is still the case, at least up in Canada, in New Zealand, in Australia. And I'm sure if you stood your ground down in the States, you'd find it, because these people can't be your representative without your consent. They're not your representative because they're your government. They are your government because you allowed them to be your representative. And up here, and it's probably the same thing down in the States with your Social Security number. We have a social insurance number. All you have to do is look at it, and this number establishes you as an agent of the federal government. They are your employer. You are their employee by virtue of this number, and all of the rules that they enforce, which have the words ACT in it, these are rules that are applicable to the government agents and employees. You can abandon that number just like you can quit working at Walmart, and if you do that, the rules that they've generated for all the employees are no longer applicable to you. Now, it's a tough row to hold just yet because very few people realize this, but again, if you serve notice of understanding and intent and you operate on a claim of right, you create a situation where they can't possibly bring charges, and as long as you're not being, you know, an angry Yahoo about it, they have better things to do, and they don't want to try to stop you anyways, and the peace officers end up liking you.
Well, you know, they've got a lot of parents now forced into thinking that their kids have to get immunized. In fact, parents think they have to get immunized, too.
Well, if you register your kids, you are actually creating a legal entity that you associate with your offspring. You're abandoning ownership of that entity and allowing the government to seize it by the act of registration. So at that point, they can start making whatever demands they want that you care for the person within a certain parameter. And if
we got to take a short break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Got Robert Arthur on as our guest, talking about setting yourself free from the legal fictions that have enslaved people to the point where, you know, people don't even stand up or sit down. It's like you're back in the classroom again, and you've got to raise your hand just to use the bathroom. They've gotten us so thoroughly brainwashed, literally. And it's all been done by our consent. That's what's so astonishing. They fooled people so much that they have unknowingly given over their right to even, use the bathroom without consent. And, of course, to use the bathroom, so to speak, you got to have a permit. You got to shell out money to do everything today. So they make you pay for your enslavement.
Hey,
I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
My friend here, he's downstairs. He wants to listen on the Internet. Are we live on the Internet? And if so, what's the address?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's republicbroadcasting.org.
Republicbroadcasting.org?
Yeah, and you just click on, there's a listen live button, and you can listen right in.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You know, I have a friend, there's different ways you can beat this fraudulent system, but the way he does it, he plays the game back on them. When it comes to speeding tickets, he carries a pocket recorder with him all the time. And if he gets pulled over, you know, not that he's a dangerous driver going 90 miles an hour, no. But, you know, like everybody else, this time's on the highway, he's in a rush, and he'll go 5 or 10 over the speed limit, whatever, 15, you know. Everybody does it. Cops do it more than anybody else, on and off duty. But anyway, you know, he'll bring this recorder. When the cop, if he gets pulled over, he has the recorder pulled out where the cop can see it. And he says, oh, officer, just let you know, I'm recording this conversation. He doesn't ask his permission. He doesn't need to ask.
Right.
And so the cop says, you know, usually he'll say, for what purpose? He says, oh, just to have a, you know, a legal witness as to what transpires here. And he doesn't give the cop an opportunity to say anything else. He says, officer, before we continue, I would like to know from you what law it is that I'm violating, which caused you to pull me over. And, of course, the cop doesn't know. He'll fake something. Oh, it's in the Massachusetts state law or whatever. And he'll say, could you cite for me the exact section of the Massachusetts code so I can look that up? And, of course, the cop doesn't know. And he'll say, well, officer, if you can't cite for me what law it is I'm violating, which gives you the legal authority to pull me over and give me a warning or a ticket or whatever, I suppose that there's no further need for you to detain me. And that's it. Every single time they bid him farewell and move on. They don't give him a ticket, folks.
It's a function of law, Charles. You can't point to a body of words, claim it gives you authority, and then not know what the words mean because you're speaking nonsense. You're pointing to something that has no sense for you and using it for claiming authority. And in a common law jurisdiction, you can't do that.
So you're going even beyond that.
Yeah, and what I found is if you look at, and I'm pretty sure it works down there, I use essentially commercial law in this example or in this case because what they are doing is they're trying to give you a bill of exchange. If you look at a violation ticket, at least up here, and the ones that I've looked at down south, I think one came from Texas, one from Florida, they all match the definition as well. And they get you into dishonor by the way you treat that violation ticket, that bill of exchange. If you identify yourself as a human being and not a fiction, point it out as a bill of exchange, and they issue it to you anyways, or they fail to give you the original, they impose a copy on you, and they don't give you the 3 days grace that you are supposed to have under the Bills of Exchange Act, you can send that off to the third party who would be demanding payment. You take it to a notary public. They protest it for lack of proper presentment. You were never given a proper bill to deal with. All they gave you was a copy. You take that to the notary public. You send it to the third party, the Minister of Finance in this case up here. They have 3 days to either represent the original or they have to prove that the original was lawfully presented according to the act. And if they don't do that within the 3 days, guess who's liable for that bill of exchange?
They are.
The cop who endorsed it.
Right, yeah.
And they know this. And now up here people are doing this process, and I've heard of hundreds of people, at least in B.C., they go through, they say, I'm a human being, not a fiction. That's a bill of exchange, and I invite you peacefully to present the original so I can lawfully deal with it. If they don't do that, you go through the process. It doesn't cost you a penny, a bit of problems. But what they're doing now is they just shut their book and say, I've already ran your name through the computer. I'll have to give you a warning. Take this opportunity to be nice to the cop, to educate them. But next time they run your name through the computer, there's red flags. They don't want to stop you. And I just, a month and a bit ago, I drove from Vancouver to Calgary in an unregistered automobile with a plate on the back that said free man on the land. We passed 6 or 7 cops. They didn't stop us, but I had served notice on them, let them know that I was doing this, let them know what my position was, expressed to them my intent, did it with a notary watching, and then claim the right to do so. And it's the law. It becomes the law. The reason they can point to all the statutes that they do is because that is their notice of understanding, and you haven't put anything on top of it. If you read it carefully, it's a notice of understanding and intent.
Yeah. Nobody has knowingly agreed to these stipulations. They've been imposed upon them, and they blindly think they have to because it's, quote, the law, but they never got their consent and not their knowledge either.
They use funny words. They use words like, you must apply. And they will tell you that the word must creates an obligation on your part, and then you will step forth and then apply. But if you look at the definition of the word must and apply, must can be either a directive or an imperative. An imperative might create an obligation on you. A directive merely defines conditions which, if you voluntarily fulfill, will give me authority over you. If I tell you, you must come to my party through the front door, This creates no obligation to attend my party, but defines that which, if you do it voluntarily, will let me claim I have authority over you because you are in my party. And that's what they do. They get you to apply. They get you to submit. They get you to register. And it is with
willingly.
Those words. It's with those words that they gain the authority, the creation, and the authority over your person. And I've learned more about the law, I think, by looking at the Bible and the teachings of Jesus Christ and how he would act. And I've asked myself, how would Jesus Christ act? Would he go and apply? Would he beg? Because that's what you're doing mm-hmm. when you're applying. Would he submit? Would he register? I don't think he would do any of those things. And when you reinterpret the Bible in some of the places, I've used his teachings in court to shut down the court, bring it to a screeching halt. Specifically, where they state, where he states, if you're on your way to court with your adversary, offer amends before you get there, otherwise you will be seized and you can go to jail. Up here, if you offer amends prior to going to court and they refuse your offer, they refuse any discussion, you can merely point that out and you win automatically. Or you just point out that there has been no discussion, no negotiation, and therefore this is not a court of competent jurisdiction, because a court of competent jurisdiction and a common law jurisdiction requires that. So you point out the lack of that and the judges turn white, they yell at the prosecutor, and it gets shut down, and now you're in a position of discussion and negotiation. And if you ask to discuss and they refuse, how do you know what amends to offer? The offer mm-hmm. doesn't have to be accepted. It only has to be made.
And, of course, there's the what's called void for vagueness clause. I don't know if you have something like that up in Canada.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a function of law as well. You can't be compelled to do the impossible. And it's things that are way too vague or fall outside it starts to become impossible. And it's the other aspect. No one would be seen to agree to something that vague.
And nothing could be more vague than the IRS code, and yet people are compelled every day, without even question, they just sign over one-third of their hard-earned money, which is theirs. They worked for it. They earned it. It's their money. And they're signing. I mean, this is legal theft. They've got them so brainwashed.
You will find that each and every one of those likely have a social security number, which they begged for. And that's how they get them. So, you know, I hear the problem. I certainly hear the frustration and the anger that it generates. But when you look at how they actually do it, they rely on us going and getting a social insurance number or social security number. And yet, if you look at the code up here, there's nothing stopping you from abandoning that number. And that's what people are doing up here. And now when CRA comes at them, they say, sorry, I don't even have a social insurance number anymore. And I can't even fill out your documents. And we've got court rulings up here where because there was no social insurance number, no legal joinder between the person and the social insurance number, that there was no obligation. The obligation is held to an account. The account really has the obligation, and that's the number. And abandon your number. They can't do anything. They have no mechanism anymore.
Down here, that number, Social Security, they call it down here, of course, it's imposed on you from the time you're born. You don't apply for that. It's given to you. And so by the time you're of legal age...
No, your parents signed for it. Your parents
signed for it through
registration. And they were acting as your agent at the time. But there is nothing at law that says that you have a duty to be associated with a number. And if you serve your notice of understanding and your intent and you claim the right to exist free of that number, you will find that they have nothing with which they can grab you. It's kind of like they've been told anyone wearing a rain jacket you can affect, but you can't stop people from taking it off. And if you take it off, run around essentially, as Jesus said, like a child, be unregistered, be naked of your person, and they have nothing to attach to. Nothing.
Yeah. I tell you what, we got a couple callers. I'm going to go to them in a second. I just wanted to share this story real quick, just, you know, to show people how you don't have to be bullied around. Don't let these people tell you what you can and can't and have to do and don't have to do. When I was in college a number of years ago, about 10 years ago, they were telling me that I could not register. This is the day before registration. I went to the nurse's station because they told me I was behind on some of my immunization shots and that I couldn't register for tomorrow's classes unless I had their signature of approval. So I went to the nurse's office and said, look, you know, regardless what your records show, I don't really care. I says, I'm not getting an immunization shot. I don't believe in them. They're downright deadly. I'd rather have a flu. Well, I don't think flu was required, but whatever. It was DPT, whatever the heck it was. I says, no, I'm not going to subject myself to something that can potentially be harmful or even deadly to me. Well, sorry, but you're not going to get my signature, and without my signature, you're not going to be able to start class tomorrow. I says, there's no law that requires me to do it, so you're under no obligation. I says, look, I'll sign a statement exempting you from any, you know, legal liabilities. Nope, that's not good enough. I says, you know what? I'm going to come back here in 5 minutes, and you're going to sign this paper without me getting a shot. She's laughing at me. She says, no, you know, you're crazy. That's not going to happen. I says, watch me. I did. I was back 5 minutes later. I went to the president's office. He was in a meeting. I didn't care. I barged right in. He told me, no, I'm sorry. You're going to have to come back. I'm in a meeting. I says, if you don't sign this piece of paper, I'm not coming back here tomorrow, and you're going to be out, because they were hurting for students. You know, they needed the money. All of a sudden, he's like, oh, excuse me. I'll be right back. He comes out in the hall. What's the problem? What's the problem? As soon as I told him, he says, oh, say no more. I know what you're talking about. I've had other students that have done this. Where do you want me to sign?
Right.
I already had a note written up because I figured this was going to happen. So he signed it. I went back, and the nurse smiles. Oh, no problem. This is the nurse who told me, nope, you're not going to get my signature. You're not going to start class tomorrow. It's just bullying. It is a fraud, folks. And this applies with a whole lot of things in society. Everything, really.
And you know, anyway, what I try to teach people to do up here, instead of arguing with them and getting angry about it, you do what is called a conditional acceptance. Whatever claims they make, and it could be something along the lines of them claiming the right to poke you in the eye with a sharp pointy stick. If you say, okay, I conditionally accept your offer, and then you apply your conditions upon proof of claim that it's not going to harm me, and I want to test that by poking you in your eye twice with the same stick. You put
it back
on them with no anger, and it doesn't matter what their demands are. What matters then is how you respond and what conditions you attach, and there is no conflict because all you are doing is discussing and negotiating.
Yeah, listen to what they tell you. They say, you have to get this shot or else you can't, blah, blah, blah. And then you ask them, well, are there any risk? Oh, no, there's no risk. However, you have to sign this form that if something goes wrong, we're not liable. Hey, now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
there's no risk involved.
Funny,
I have to do
it.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
And let's face it, there's a lot of very serious risk. You do your homework, folks. You'll find out that these immunization shots are deadly. They're causing autism. Autism is up like, 1,800% in the past 10 years and is directly attributable to thimerosal, a mercury-laden preservative they put in the shots.
Yeah.
But they're telling you have to do this. No, you don't. There are risks, and they're liable, not you. Anyway, we got some calls here. We got Jack first in Missouri. Are you there, Jack?
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's the first time I've been on your network there. I was listening to the gentleman there. I've been kind of in this movement, I guess, if you say, for probably 25 years. And there's been a lot of people who have been flushed down the toilet here in the lower 48 using the UCC argument. And I don't know, for instance, it was rejected in United States versus Stockland, United States versus Green Street, United States versus Kimlich, and these are all federal cases. I understand the concept behind contract between two parties. So what is your author or the person here that you're talking to have to say about some of these cases? These cases were used to say that you weren't liable for an income tax under Title 28. And so I get a little bit concerned when people start saying, well, you can use this, you can use this, when the courts have just totally flushed them down the toilet in federal court. The gentleman that's talking about this, what does he have to say about that?
First of all, I'm not familiar with those cases, so I certainly wouldn't feel comfortable commenting directly. But what we're finding up here is that we have in our code the right to disobey any court and you could craft a path where it doesn't matter what the courts have said. You don't consent to that. It doesn't matter what the code says, what the IRS say, because you don't consent to any of them. And if you do it properly, there's nothing these people can do. And all of these cases, I'd be willing to bet that not a single one of them had served a notice of understanding and intent and a claim of right or had gone through the process, which is... quite easily definable in Australian, New Zealand, Canadian statutes, at least in the common law.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And what I would... Would you give me a little background information on what you're talking about with the UCC argument? Because I don't suggest using that. Up here, the UCC is reflected in the PPSA, the Personal Property Security Act, and it is some of the most deceptive stuff out there. So I don't point to that as remedy at all.
Right. I haven't actually gone through and read each case, but I know that, there's been a lot of stuff like this, you know, the fringe on the flag.
Well, caller, understand something right up front, that a lot of times if you lose a case doesn't mean that the law is in favor of the courts and against you. You know, these people very often are either ignorant themselves of what the law really is, or they're just playing ball or got bought off or something, you know.
Right.
But even then, they can't beat you if you understand that it's all legal fiction. If you divorce yourself from the system, get out of the Social Security thing, then they don't have that contractual control over you. You've gotten out of it. That's how they sucker you in. Anyway, hold with us. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Just be aware, back at RBN there, this is probably going to happen again. I just got cut off during the break. This usually happens when I have a good guest on and we're talking about important matters, about freedom and getting out of the control network. So I could very well be getting cut off here again soon. Anyway, but we had Jack in Missouri. You still there, Jack?
Yeah, I'm hanging in here.
Yeah, so I forgot where we left off now. You were asking... Oh, yeah, we were talking about you know, the courts and why people lose in some of these cases. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the I forgot what the acronym is now, what it stands for, CC.
Uniform Commercial Code. Yeah.
Yeah, CC. Yeah, you know, somebody was talking to me about it, and I kind of, it just kind of smelled funny, so I never bothered looking into it because I didn't think there was really a heck of a lot to hang a hook on there. Yeah, it's another one of these, quote, red herrings, I think, you know.
Would you like to know what it actually is?
Yeah. Okay.
My understanding is it's a law in regards to banking contracts. It's essentially the law that refers to commerce if you wish to operate with limited liability.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to engage in a profit-making endeavor and you wish to do it with the limited liability that is presently offered, then this is the body of words that is going to be governing you.
Mm. What the international bankers go by, you mean?
Oh, yeah, bankers, yeah. Even, I mean, there are people up here who are trying to use it to claim their straw man, do all sorts of stuff. But essentially, it's in order so that, not so that you can engage in commerce, but so you can do it without liability and without full responsibility. You can still engage in commerce, you just have to be responsible for your actions.
Right.
Yeah, well, I would argue, you know, to do that, as a sovereign citizen, you don't need to comply with any of that crap. Just simply assert your rights as a human being, as a person.
Yeah.
And
what's important, if I may, Charles, is people get in trouble by asserting their rights without first, I mean, you don't build a house without building a foundation.
Yeah.
You need to dig your foundation, and you need to do that with a notice of understanding properly served on the parties affected, so that if you ever do end up in court against these people, you've got something that you can point to. Then you express your intent, again, give them time to come and then express to you what their intent is so that all the cards are on the table. And if they don't respond, and they don't because of the power of your notice of your understanding, then you can claim the right, and then you can assert your rights. And if you do it properly, at least up in the – I think we're pretty lucky up here in Canada, although I found the exact same sections in the Notary Act in Florida and Texas. So I'm pretty sure you're going to find the same level of remedy available to you there.
What's your website again?
Thinkfree.ca.
Thinkfree.ca.
Yeah, somebody had called in and asked that, too. I meant to repeat that. Thinkfree.ca for Canada. Excellent site. I'm looking it over. Now, so what you're saying is just, you know, this notice of understanding. Basically, you don't even need a lawyer, do you, with that?
No. I've seen some where it was so simple where the guy tried to study the law, and I study the law. I've got a good brain for it. I've been gifted that way. He had a really good heart, and he couldn't figure it out, and I said, don't worry about it. Just express your understanding. And his level of understanding was, I believe that love, compassion, and truth is my law. I looked in your statutes, couldn't find those words anywhere. Therefore, these statutes cannot be my law.
You know, I mean, what do you do if you're mentally handicapped? I mean, you can work, but, you know, your mind doesn't think clearly, and you just want to live your life, be left alone, and earn a living, and you're dragged into court now because you've got some ridiculous liability under their system of law. How do you defend yourself? You don't make enough to afford a lawyer, but yet common sense would dictate, leave this man alone. He's not, you know, so yeah, you give that note of understanding. How can the law come against someone like that? Because he's, quote, belligerent in his taxes, or, you know, belligerent. I mean, he's negligent in his taxes and you know, owes some back taxes. I mean, what happened to that simple decency, common respect, and love? What's that?
Or they will.